Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The inaugural Cattlemen's Congress happening at the OKC Fairgrounds through mid-January. Some of the featured sales coming up early include the Gelvium Bouncer National Sale, Tuesday, January 5th, the Basis Loaded Elite Angus Sale, Wednesday, January 6th, the 19th Annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, Thursday, January 7th, and the Annual National Angus Bull Sale, Friday, January 8th. For more details and links to the sale books, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Auction tab on the left-hand side of any page.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, the cattle futures gained back a lot of what they lost yesterday in yesterday's trading session. Yesterday had everybody spooked with the market down $4 in the feeder cattle. They weren't quite as weak in the live cattle. But today we gained a lot of it back, and along with that price going back up, we also regained some confidence in the market. But we were about $1.30 to $1.80 higher on the feeder cattle futures. Live cattle were anywhere from $2 to $2.70 higher. The price of corn overnight and throughout the day today, now, went back and retested the contract highs, and with higher feed prices, now there's a pretty good argument for lower feeder cattle and also higher live cattle. I went back and looked at the timeline of when the live cattle will rally versus when the corn makes highs, and there's usually a 2 or 3 month lag. It's not a perfect science by any means, and every year is a little bit different. But the live cattle will, over long term, go with the price of corn, but it's usually lagging 2 or 3 months. And one time it's 4 months. So it'll be interesting to see here, but the feeder cattle relative, you know, price of corn, price of feeders, price of live cattle, seems to be a little bit out of whack at this time. Slaughter today was 116,000. A little bit disappointing there. Box beef was hit hard, down $3.84.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
In conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress, the 2021 Bellringer Sale of Superior Livestock happening in Oklahoma City January 13th and 14th. It'll be held at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian, Oklahoma City. If you want details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information. It's 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Bellringer Sale 2021 happening January 13th and 14th this year in Oklahoma City.
Well, what a start of the 2021 year for the grain futures. Wheat 9 to 12 cents higher and corn about 10 cents higher. But beans, wow, what a day. We finished about 35 to 38 cents higher. November out there, the new crop was only 21 cents higher, 1142. But we went up, we're hitting levels. 1373 was the high for about January, March, and May. So we haven't hit $14, but that's just a stone throw away at this point. It was up over 50 cents at one point, which is quite impressive for the beans. The ongoing dialogue continues to be the world's running out. South America's dry, spotty, not getting the rain they need. Some countries aren't exporting soybeans or corn until February 28th, so that continues to be a deal. And it's just on a tear here. You got the U.S. dollar selling off, and that increases your export market. But and a lot of short covering. People are just getting killed on the short side, so they're having to buy those contracts back. Cotton's also tagging along for the rally. March cotton was up 138 at 80.35. Currently, the stock market's up strong, too. It's up 255 points in the Dow. It's at 30,359. That's not a high, but dang close to it. March crude is up 226 at 50.02.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
And Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.